Big, but remember that we do this tomorrow at from 6:30 to 8 hours. We keep on having breakfast with Stan Big. Up next, we have the main news. Do stay tuned.
That was Breakfast with Stan Big, connecting you to insights and opportunities that help you keep growing with Stan Big.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Cortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new rover, and in Richard Tembo, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small, in transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 8:01. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. National Assembly to decide fate of controversial Bill 7. Davis Moyla dismisses improved electricity supply as UPND election strategy. Chile elects far-right José Antonio Kast as next president. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. The National Assembly will today, Monday, December the 15th, 2025, resume for a special sitting as parliamentarians seek to debate and eventually vote for or against Bill 7. The bill, which has brought about controversy, is being tabled in the National Assembly for second reading. Our staffer, Chamka Shalubala, has details in this report.
The much-debated Bill 7 has sparked intense discussions across Zambia in recent weeks, with various stakeholders weighing in on its merits and demerits. The ruling UPND government has been firm in pushing for the bill's passage, despite concerns over the timing, with elections coming up in just 8 months. This has not sat well with various stakeholders. President Hakainde Hichilema has held meetings with various stakeholders, including the Oasis Forum, led by Beauty Katere, who expressed reservations about the bill.
Our expectations, Mr. President, are that, one, we expect that Bill 7 is completely withdrawn from the floor of the House. And two, we expect a fresh process supported by legal safeguards to be commenced. And thirdly, we expect that such new process be inclusive and not rushed, and it should be holistic.
And recently, during a press conference, President Hichilema questioned why his government should be barred from amending the constitution in an election year, citing precedents set by previous governments.
Comprehensive process talks about a new constitution, but why was UNIPA allowed to amend the constitution? Why didn't this thing arise? it was an attempt in 2016. The Bill of Rights was rejected by voters, the citizens. What does that mean? They said, no, don't touch that. That's the meaning. When you vote against something, saying, no, do it after 2026. Why after 2026? Why are you suggesting after 2026? There is something you want to do. And I'll tell you what you want. You don't want the UPND government to amend the constitution.
However, other stakeholders, including civil society and student union bodies, have shown support of Bill 7, saying the clauses contained are progressive.
We don't want to depend on goodwill, His Excellency. We want to depend on Bill 7, which is going to guarantee seats for persons with disabilities in Parliament and the other decision-making positions.
We have come to say, Your Excellency, we support Bill 7. Simple. We support Bill 7 and we wish to encourage other citizens of Zambia to come on board and support it.
What is interesting about this debate surrounding Bill 7 and what the final fate will be is that both those opposing and those for the bill have expressed confidence that whatever stance they have taken will come to fruition, especially with allegations of bribery and undue influence flying thick and fast. With the National Assembly calling for a special sitting today, Monday, to debate the bill, will Bill 7 meet the same fate as Bill 10 or will it sail through? The outcome hangs in the balance, with Zambians anxiously awaiting the verdict. Jamuga Jaluvala reporting for Phoenix FM.
Former Patriotic Front Secretary General Davis Mwila has dismissed the current improved electricity supply as a desperate campaign tactic by the UPND government ahead of next year's elections. Mr. Mwila says it is too late for the UPND government to win back the trust of Zambians, citing failures to, among other things, reduce the cost of living. He tells Phoenix News that despite government trying to hoodwink Zambians by supplying 10 hours of electricity, Zambians have already lost hope due to the many unfulfilled promises by the UPND. Mr. Mwila has also criticized the UPND's free education policy, saying it has led to poor quality education due to the high teacher-pupil ratio.
It is the UPND who have to campaign themselves because of failure to fulfill most of the promises. But when it comes to free education was there even before. But I want to say that as at now, if you look at the number of pupils who are occupying one class, you find that teachers are not managing. As a result, the quality of education is being compromised. Zambian citizens, the Zambian people, this 10-hour load shedding by the UPND, it is a campaign too, and I want to appeal to them that they should keep the voters card safely as we vote out the UPND next year.
But the UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Emenda has dismissed Mr. Mwila's claims, attributing the improved power supply to investments in alternative energy like solar. Mrs. Emenda has insisted that Zambians still trust the UPND government, pointing to projects like the Increased Constituency Development Fund, CDF, and the employment of teachers and healthcare providers.
The Zambian people have not lost hope or confidence in us because of just electricity. There are other things that the Zambian people are appreciating, and they are not going to write us off just because there was an issue of electricity. The Zambian people are appreciating free education. The Zambian people are appreciating CDF. The Zambian people are appreciating NAPSA withdrawal. The Zambian people, the Zambian students and schools of institutions of higher learning are appreciating NILO allowances.
The Zambia Union for Tanker Drivers and Allied Workers has raised concerns over alleged cartels manipulating fuel measuring meters at offloading depots, causing persistent challenges for tanker drivers. The union notes with concern that drivers are being unfairly penalized for supposed fuel shortages, leading to financial losses and strained industrial relations. The Union General Secretary, John Changwe, says the alleged cartels are using manipulated calibration systems, creating conflicts between drivers and employers, and he is appealing to relevant agencies to withdraw technicians suspected of collaborating with cartels and instead use agency staff for fuel tests to ensure transparency. Mr. Changwe is further urging the Ministries of Energy and Commerce to investigate the reported irregularities